Welcome to the What's Your Weird Story podcast.
Everyone has at least one good story.
And some of us have stories that are just to the left of normal.
We're interested in the ones that push the boundaries of what we can perceive.
Stories that defy explanations.
Stories with an air of mystery.
Stories we might not share.
For fear of being thought of differently.
But don't worry. We're all friends here. So, what's your weird story? Hi, and welcome to the What's Your Weird Story podcast. My name is Adam Beebe. I'm one of your hosts. I'm an artist currently living in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I am joined here with my oldest friend in the world, Barry Johnston. Barry, why don't you introduce yourself to our fans, our future fans? We're going to have fans. I know it. I believe it.
I feel it too. I am a father of three, a husband, and business owner, also an artist of some degree, play music, and really looking forward to uncovering some interesting, weird stories.
Yeah, this is going to be a blast. This is a project that we've been talking about for a while, and we realized that we have each our own weird stories, and we know lots of people from all different paths of life that have weird stories, and we know a lot of people that we don't even know that they've got weird stories, but we're going to hear them. We're going to get them out of you. So feel free to contact us. We're going to have a number up there for you, a Google number that you can call in and leave a message. We're going to have emails. All of this will be in the data along with the episode. And feel free to contact us, and yeah, we will get you to share your weird story on the air that is the internet podcast. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's a come one, come all type of situation.
Absolutely.
Everybody, like you say, everybody's got a good story, at least one good story, if not a few. And if you want to share those, if you'd like to share those with the folks, then please get in touch with us.
And I know a lot of people, Barry, have been asking, well, what kind of a story do you want? And we say weird, and we leave that pretty ambiguous.
Yeah.
And open to interpretation, and we expect a variety of tales. Like you are going to get with our first guest, who is going to give us a variety of tales in the weird genre. And all of them are fantastic, and he's a great storyteller, and will be joining us here shortly. So yeah, give us whatever you got. Man, if it's weird to you and you want to share it, then share it with us, and we will get you out there in the world.
We love it.
All right, Barry, let's get to our first guest. Joining us today for our first episode is D.E. Metis. Metis is a fellow podcaster who does the Metis Pod and also an author of short stories, and he's also working on some novels. Metis, thank you for joining us. What's your weird story?
Well, I've got a couple of them.
Excellent.
I'm going to start off with... I grew up in West Texas, way out in the middle of the desert, next to a military base. I'm a military brat. My dad was in the Air Force. I was out by Reese Air Force Base, which doesn't exist anymore. Who knows? Maybe my story has a part of that. But I was probably around 6 years old, and we had chickens and a goat and some dogs. We had a little farm going. And one night it was my turn to go feed the rabbits. And we had some leftovers from dinner, some leftover, vegetables and whatnot. And I was told I needed to go outside and take it to the rabbits. And I went outside, and I don't know if you've ever seen the sky in Texas, but it's huge.
Well, Okies, We're a couple of Oklahoma, small-town Oklahoma boys, so we're familiar with that Texas sky.
So I was looking up, in wonder at the big open sky. And it was just past dusk. It just started getting dark. And off to my left, I guess it would have been coming from the south, off to my left, I saw what looked like a meteor coming into the atmosphere, like just big fireball. And my first thought is, oh, wow, look, a shooting star. Because, I'm a kid, and then everything's a shooting star,
Oh, yeah, of course.
But then I think, oh, wow, this is getting really close. oh no, is this a plane coming down? You know, because we had planes, we were near the flight line. We had planes coming down all the time. And I was like, why, it's on fire? Oh no. So I started getting scared. And I remember thinking, crap, this plane's going to crash in our backyard. And then the next thing I know, I'm waking up. I've been laying in the dirt. I don't know what happened. And I figured I just fell over. I was looking up too high and stumbled over. So I get up and the thing's gone from the sky. I go back out to the where we keep the rabbits and give them their vegetables. And then go back inside. And my mom's like, where have you been? What took you so long? I'm like, I just went out and fed the rabbits. You should have seen there's this thing up in the sky. I didn't know what it was, but I did trip. And, you know, she checked me for scrapes and whatnot, as moms do. And she's like, you've been out there for 45 minutes.
Damn.
I was about to send your dad out to look for you. And, you know, we were... Our nearest neighbor was like a mile away.
Right.
So she knew that if anything, I was we kept the rabbits in the left side of the chicken coop. If I was in anything, I was in there playing with the rabbits, you know, she was about to send dad out cause it was actually dark now. But, it was 45 minutes of my life just gone. And I mean, there wasn't even like I fell asleep, nothing. It was,
whoa.
I blinked and I woke up in the dirt. Right as this thing was flying over me. So I start, and this is back. You don't remember that
before you did
80s?
Drugs, right? This is
yeah. Actually, I have never done drugs.
Okay, well, good. Yeah, good.
But right. Lead some credence to my later stories. But no, I went to school and I was talking to my buddy, and this was, you know, this was the late 80s. The UFO craze was kind of starting, you know, the unsolved mysteries and that sort of thing was starting to take hold.
The library
was getting books about unexplained mysteries and things like that. And I went in the library and I saw this one about UFOs. And I'm like, oh, wow, maybe, you know, so I started flipping through it. About halfway through the book, I saw a picture, you know, something from like, I can't remember what year it was from. It was, you know, like I said, this was a long time ago. But I remember vividly that the picture looked just like what I saw in the sky.
Whoa. What was it like?
I don't know. Just like imagine like a fiery ball, and it was coming in from really high, and it was coming like, I mean, just like on the movies where you see something coming in, it's going to crash like a meteor.
So there wasn't like a form, a discernible shape to it other than fireball.
Fireball. It was a flaming ball, and it didn't really get close enough for me to see if there was any kind of like if it was a disc or a, you know, anything like
right.
that.
Yeah.
It was a flaming streak, but there was no news of anything crashing. There was no news of a meteor strike. You know, you would hear about that. But in the book, there was a picture of something just like I saw that flew over Lubbock, Texas, like 30 years before I saw it. And that was well before the military base was there. Because, you know, the first thought is, okay, it's something with a military base.
Yeah.
It's something with a Reserve Force base. But this was before the base was there.
Wow.
So I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah. For real.
So
nobody,
I think,
nobody else, like, had a story about something. Like, you were the only one that kind of saw that thing? Or
right. Yeah. I mean, my family was all inside. And like I said, our nearest neighbor was about a mile, almost a mile away. And he was this old coot who lived with a parrot. and his parrot called everybody grandma. Because I guess the parrot had learned. The parrot
was taking a drink right when you said that. I was sitting right out all across my mic. And he was,
grandma!
That's all you would hear. When we'd ride our bikes down there. And because he had an orchard full of apples and whatnot. And we used to go and he said we can pick as many as we want, you know, within reason. If we ever want an apple, just come and get some. And anytime you got near his house, all you hear is that bird yelling, grandma. And I'm like, that guy better be deaf or he's just going to go insane.
That's hilarious.
So how old were you again when this happened?
It was either somewhere between 5 and 7. So, you know, 5, 6, or 7 years old. Because we moved to North Carolina when we turned 7, somewhere in the 7-8 range. So, yeah, I was 5 or 6, and, you know, you can discount things.
Oh, yeah.
how you want for the age. But I was a pretty sharp kid. You know, I didn't, I've got a good imagination, but, you know, I'm not a liar, and I wouldn't have told all these people all this if, you know.
Yeah. Oh, no. I mean.
And I've told this story a lot, and some people roll their eyes, and there's, oh, it was nothing, or, you know, whatever. But yeah. It freaked me out. If it had been any of the event by itself, if I saw something shoot across the sky, okay, cool, something screwed. You know, who knows what it was, something falling off the whatever. Or I had lost the time. That could have been anything.
Sure.
You know, but the thing about that is you're looking up, you see this thing, and then you have you have the gap of time, and then you wake up and you're on your back on the ground, you know. And when you're a little kid, if anything, time is like 10 times longer for every second than it is when you as you grow up, you know. I mean, time it's our perception of time, especially speeds up as we get older. So, like, you know, for you not to notice this gap at a young age, that seems fairly significant to me.
Right. I didn't even like notice that it had gotten a little darker, because, you know, when like dusk, it's just a little purple, the sky.
Yeah.
And it was dark when I got up, but like I thought I'd fell and hit my head. You know, I had no idea. But
do you ever ask your mom, like, later on, like, years later, like, hey, do you remember that time? Like, do you ever ask her about that at all?
I have not, but I'm going to.
Because I had an instant, something like that, kind of similar, that happened to me. My dad was with me, and, like, just recently in the last couple of years, and at the time I was probably 10 years old, and just recently I asked him about it, and we had not talked since that night, and he goes, you know what, I do remember that, and he's like, I still don't know what was going on. So it's interesting to get their perspective.
I gotta hear this story.
Yeah, it's another alien UFO type thing, man. But yeah, and that's why I believe you, because there's things out there that you see, or, you know, you experience, that it's like, okay, this is it. When I tell people this, they're going to think I'm crazy.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, I also have a missing time episode that I can't explain, but yet, you know, and it's something I tell people. And, you know, it's gotten the more I told it, the more I remembered about events around it. And that's the whole point of this podcast, is not everybody's got a weird story, but some of us do. And we tell people, and some people are like, wow, that's really cool. A lot of people just roll their eyes or like, whatever, you know. But this is, you know, the format is to just have fun and share these stories.
The thing too, I was going to say, like, with living in Texas or somewhere where there's real wide open spaces, there's not a whole lot of light pollution, you get to see a lot of things that a lot of people in big cities don't get to see.
Oh, yeah. You're looking up more, too.
Yeah.
Like I said, when I lived, and it was Lubbock, Texas, and if you look up Lubbock, Texas elevation charts, there's like a 2-foot difference. It's flat. Right. It is the top of a plateau.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, we had a dog run away, and then, you know, the old joke, you can see it for 10 miles, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We would see a little black dot on the horizon. Or, oh, there's bear, you know? 4 miles away. Right. We can still see them. But we looked up more often, you know?
Sure.
You'd go out back, and this huge sky with the Milky Way in it, and you could see the Milky Way because there wasn't light pollution.
Yeah.
And you could see stuff. There was no, you're not looking down all the time. Nowadays, I mean, look at everybody. They're looking down. They're looking down at their phones.
Yep.
Nobody's looking up anymore.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we're getting taken over by UFOs and aliens, and nobody
cares. And the reptilians. The reptilians and the.
David Icke is.
I go down the David Icke rabbit hole about
the
once
David a David Icke rabbit hole.
Once a year, I'll go down on that.
If you guys listening out there have not looked into David Icke. David Icke is entertaining, to say the least.
Oh, man.
And if you're familiar with David Icke, then you get it. So
get ready to get your brain melted.
Woo! Yeah. Woo! You'll get that Ric Flair response of woo!
Yeah. No kidding.
Hey guys, don't forget to follow us on all of our social media platforms. We're very 21st century. We're on Instagram at What's Your Weird Story? That's WATSYER Weird Story. We're at Twitter. We're at What's Your Weird. We got a Facebook page. It's the What's Your Weird Story podcast Facebook page. Just remember that our your is your because we're folksy. And we also have a www.whatsyourweirdstory.com. That's www.whatsyourweirdstory.com. That's for all of your social media platforms. And those are ways you can contact us and set up an interview if you want to be part of the show. So look us up.
Well, I've got another weird story.
Yeah, go.
You want me to go for another one on this episode?
Yeah, go for it, man. Cool. Fire away.
So this is a little more recent. I was probably 12. No, a little more recent. I was probably about 14. Yeah, and I went over to spend the night with my friend at my friend's house. I don't really want to say any names. I don't want to, you know. Anyway. We'll call him Jay. Went over to my friend Jay's house, and it was me and maybe two other friends. We were all getting together to play some Nintendo, Super Nintendo, whatever it was that we had at the time. And his little sister was there, and his little sister's friend. They were probably 5 years younger than us. So they were hanging out in her room. We were hanging out in the living room playing the Nintendo, and I had to use the bathroom. It was probably 2 a.m, and all the kids were up. We didn't have, it was summer, didn't have bedtimes. I get up, and I'm walking through their hallway, and off to the right is their entry hallway, and I look at it, and there's a closet there. And it's very dark in the house. There's a little bit of light coming from the kitchen creeping into the hallway, which is enough to get to the bathroom. Well, I glance over at that closet, and it's one of the sliding doors. And I just glance over at it, and I can see into the closet with that little bit of light. And in the corner, there's a little girl crying. And I'm like, oh, crap, something's wrong. Jay's sister's crying in the closet. So I went and used the bathroom real quick, ran back out to the living room. And I was like, hey, Jay, man, I think your sister or friend is crying in the coat closet in the entryway. And he's like, that's weird. So we get up and we go past her room, his sister's room, and we look in, and both of them are in there. And I'm like, oh, that's okay. Something's wrong. Yeah. So he's like, what did you see, Midas? So he flips on the hallway light, and the door is closed. And it was wide open. I mean, like, the one side was completely slid open. And I'm like, all right, they're pranking me or something. Something's going on. And he opened up the closet, and there was literally nothing on the floor. There's like two coats in there. There's nothing in there.
Whoa. So nothing that could even hint at the shape of what you saw?
No, not at all.
And the door was completely closed.
The door was completely closed, and there was no door closing sound.
I've got goosebumps.
Yeah.
I don't normally do it, so wow. That's just weird.
And I went, after I told them about this, Jay's mom was home. We were talking to her the next day about it. And she's like, oh, yeah, I've seen her.
Just nonchalant.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Just like, yeah. And she was, yeah, she's like, yeah, ghosts are no big deal. There's ghosts all over the place. Whoa. And I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, two houses down, whatever the neighbor's name was. She's always talking about the ghost that lives in her house. And I knew two other people that lived on his street. So I started asking around, and I was like, hey, do y'all ever have any like weird stuff happen? Oh, yeah, man, there's all kinds of weird stuff happening in our house. Our cabinets get opened up all the time, and this whole street was haunted.
Oh, my God. Was this an older development or?
No, from the 50s, but my dad has done metal detecting all around where we live, all around. And there is Civil War stuff everywhere in this town. The Civil War happened. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And this street that we were on is next to a major creek that goes to a major river. Then you know how there was always it's always encampments near the water.
Yeah, that's what they say.
So I'm wondering if there was an encampment there. I've looked at some of the historical stuff from that time, and there were so many encampments and so many battles around this area that, I mean, they don't even have maps of them all because
they say water too, like holds energy or you know what I mean, like there's something with water, like
right,
there's something that they say ghosts are sort of drawn towards. So man, that's freaky, man. That's
yeah, crazy.
That is probably the one that has given me the chills.
So
the most.
Like when you saw her, man, did she didn't look opaque at all, or like just like just a person?
Imagine light from a room going into a hallway and then going around a corner and illuminating into a closet. That's how much light I had. So there was very little amount of light.
Sure.
And it wasn't even like the full kitchen light. It was like the stove hood.
Right.
So it was just a little bit of light, enough to see to get to the restroom without tripping on something.
Yeah.
So the lighting was not, and you could chalk it up to that, but I heard it too.
Sure. Oh my God.
I heard, and when we went in his sister's room, I was like, okay, one of the girls is messing with me, because we pranked each other. Yeah. You know, we're all kids. We pranked each other a lot. And they were asleep. You know, when you wake somebody up, you could tell if they were asleep or if they're just acting like they were asleep. They were asleep.
Yeah.
Especially kids. Little kids will sell that, man. They'll sell that.
They push it too hard.
I was
sleeping.
I have sand in my eyes and everything. So yeah, that's crazy. And it was, and the fact that you had such little light that, but yet and the door was closed, but you saw it as open.
Yeah.
And there was nothing in there.
There's no way it could have been a reflection of anything. If you saw the layout of the house, you would understand.
Right.
I saw what I saw, and I 100% believe it was something.
Dang.
That was supernatural.
That's
100%.
That's intense, man.
I've never seen a ghost, or really anything. I felt some. I think maybe like presence or something where it's just like. But I've never seen anything where I thought there's a real ghost or anything like that. So that's one of those the areas that I really look forward to hearing people talk about. Is that right?
Yeah, because I haven't either. Like I'm saying I've felt I'm fairly certain I felt the presence of someone, right? But I've never seen anything, and it's like I've heard stories, and my wife, she's got stories, that she thinks she's seen people and stuff like that. But then, I'm always like, well, it could have been, but the thing is that, it's kind of like the UFO story. It's like, unless you've experienced that and you can't really describe it to somebody, and you can't expect people that don't have their eyes and ears open to such experiences, they're never going to really get that anyway. They're never going to understand that anyway. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
You just got to experience it yourself,
And I think when people are telling these stories, you can tell it in their face. You can tell it in their voice. They had this experience. Yeah. It was genuine. It wasn't, just something they've come up with. It's legit, and you get that sensation.
Yeah.
Just from the telling, like I got goosebumps, and I don't really get goosebumps from ghost stories, and that's just like, dude. It's,
right. But you can feel it from somebody when they're telling a genuine arc, unless they're just a fantastic actor.
Yeah.
Which, and there's nothing creepier than a ghost little kid.
No kidding. That's the worst kind of ghost, man.
And especially when you hear, like little kids talk about how they have ghost friends and stuff like that. That is the scariest stuff you can ever hear. It's a little kid talking about the man they see and they play with or whatever, but nobody else says.
Yeah.
And it's like,
this isn't my story. This isn't my story, but there's a story of a guy goes into his daughter's room and and she's upset, and he's like, hey, you know, what's wrong? And she's like, there's a little girl in my closet pretending to be me. And the dad like gets a little creeped out, so he goes over to the closet and opens it up, and his daughter's in there, and she says, there's a little girl in my bed pretending to be me.
No. No, thank you, I'm out of this.
That was on some old, I can't even remember where I read that. That was years ago. But as a dad with a little girl.
And that's why I'm not having kids.
No, talking about creepy kids, my younger brother used to sleepwalk really bad. And one night we woke up to our neighbors banging on our door. And they had my little brother, and he was, you know, in his, you know, underwear, whatever. And he was very dirty. And it was 2 a.m. And we're like, you know, mom and dad are like, what's going on? What's going on? And apparently he was still asleep. Like we looked at his eyes. You ever seen a sleepwalking kid? Their eyes are just dead to the world. Yeah. It's creepy.
Yeah, man.
He had went and got his stool, gotten out of the front door, went around the house, got his digging tools from the sandbox, went into the neighbor's front yard, and started digging a hole.
How old was he?
He was like 3.
Oh, my God.
He was like 3. And he didn't even talk that fantastic yet. And the neighbor said that when, you know, he went out to smoke a cigarette and saw him doing this, and it freaked him out. He's like, hey, you know, Willie, what are you doing? If he hears this, he's going to laugh. But he's like, what are you doing? And he looked up at him with the dead, you know, sleepwalking eyes, holding a shovel full of dirt from his front yard, and he says, I'm trying to find it again.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
The neighbor's like, you gotta go.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
And, you know, my brother woke up the next morning. My mom cleaned him up in the bathtub and put him back to bed, and he never woke up through the whole thing. Doesn't remember it ever happening.
I had a neighbor that used to have night terrors, and
that's like
sleepwalking to the, like, take it up a notch, because that is, because they're wide open, their eyes are wide open, and they're talking full sentences, and, you know, this guy would be screaming and stuff, and just like totally, he'd be running around the house, a dark house, and just running around, not hitting anything, and like
that's,
screaming.
That's
and
scary yelling. Too, yeah.
And then you'd stick him in the bathroom, and then tell him to go to the bathroom, and then he would come out, and then he'd like look at you and like, what? And we're like, dude, you were just possessed by a demon, man. You know?
Yeah.
And he's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, oh my God, this is crazy. So
how often did that happen?
It happened a few times. Well, in my case, it happened a few times. I don't know about Metis, but yeah.
He'd sleepwalk. I don't know how often if I was asleep at the time, but I encountered it probably maybe like once a year, something like that. I don't know if it was just when he was really tired or didn't, you know, had taken some medicine or something. I don't know. It wasn't a lot, but it was enough to remember it, and it was always weird. It was really weird when he did it.
Yeah.
Speaking of night terrors, have y'all heard of shadow people?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, y'all should do like a whole episode on shadow people. Yeah. Like, try and ask every guest for like the first couple of guests you have if you've got an experience.
Yeah.
Y'all could do a special on that one.
Yeah. Now shadow people. I mean, you know, I haven't seen anything that I can full on say that was a ghost, but like, you know, I've seen stuff out of my eye, out of the corner, you know, and I also wear glasses. So a lot of times, you know, with the frame, you know, you catch a glint of light or something off that. But I also know what that is because I've worn glasses since like the third grade. But I've seen, you know, I mean, you see stuff and you're just like, what did I, you know, and you always want to put that in the back of your mind because that's the scary, scary stuff. Yeah. You know, that is something that's dark.
Have you woken up to one?
No, I have not.
It's pretty terrifying.
Well, it sounds like you might have another story.
This one isn't that entertaining, but the story surrounding it kind of is. I had listened to another podcast and they had mentioned shadow people. And how you wake up and there's somebody in your room, and it's not like there's a person there. There's a shadow. they right. absorb the light around them.
Yeah.
And there's always, there's like two kinds. There's like one that has a hat on, like a top hat or a fedora.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like the old hag. It's like an old hag, but it's just a shadow. And they, when you wake up and see these things, you can't move.
Right.
And this goes back through history. Mm. I mean, this isn't a new thing. This is goes back to like the beginning of time. There's artists have been drawing night terrors, and or this is where the nightmare came from.
Yeah.
The word nightmare. But I had been researching it and looking into it because I find it really interesting. And I mentioned waking up and seeing a shadow person in a room to my mom. And she said that when she was pregnant with my older brother, she was at her cousin's house or aunt's house or somebody's house. And she woke up and there was a man. And she said it looked like Abraham Lincoln's shadow grabbing her ankles
under
the bed. And she couldn't move.
I just want to point out right now, we've got the video going so that we can see each other's reaction. And I know on my face, my eyes were just popping out. And I happened to look over at Barry's face. And his eyes were just popping out.
And, yeah. And she has no idea that this is a thing. So it's not like she's heard that, you know, there's the standard stereotype of the hat man. And, you know, I'd researched and researched all this stuff. And the more I do, if you sleep on your back, is when they can get to you. And that was the only time that my mom slept on her back is when she was pregnant.
Huh.
So they sit on your chest and they can steal your breath away. And that's the legend or the whatever.
That's one of those things they say about cats, too, that they'll sit on your chest and, you know, steal your breath away. My cats just make biscuits on my chest.
My wife wants a cat, and I'm having none of it. I'm a dog guy.
Yeah, cats are good if you have the temperament for it, you know. But most people don't. So.
I don't have that.
I mean, those are some good stories, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Those are real good stories, man.
All right, Midas, thank you so much once again for being on, being our very first guest.
So cool. So cool.
Yeah. Those are great, great stories. And the diversity was awesome. And that's a good indication of the things to come. Everybody who has patiently waited for us to get this out, and for all of you who are listening for the first time, we really appreciate you listening to the very first episode of the What's Your Weird Story podcast. We got things that are cooking behind the scenes. We got stuff that's already ready to serve, and it's sitting under that red light.
That's right. I think people are going to be surprised with just the angle that people come from with their stories. You know the surprise factor. I'm really looking forward to the road that we're getting ready to walk down. So this and this is a good this first episode is a good indication of, you know, kind of where we're going.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we want to thank our guest, Midas. We want to thank all of you for listening. We want you to, you know, spread the word, tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell the people that you're like kind of on the middle of the fence with, have decided which way they go. Tell everybody.
Tell everybody.
And tell them to get a hold of us and be part of this. And you too. We want you to be a part of this. And you all are the driving force of this podcast. You are what's going to make it happen and continue to happen and continue to grow. And we want it to be like that. We want to make new friends. We want to hear great stories. And, you know, we want to be a community.
Absolutely. If it weren't for the stories, we wouldn't have a podcast.
We would just be two dudes in their 40s.
hanging out on Skype. That's for sure.
Well, we did two dudes hanging out on Skype. Maybe we shouldn't tell everybody how old we are. I'm still single. This is a postscript to Midas, who was just with us. Since the recording, he has, in fact, gotten a cat for his wife. So... Hey, Barry, you know what we need?
What's that?
We need all our friends and listeners to go and rate and review us the highest possible of all those things on all their podcast providers. iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, whatever. You know them all. You listen to them all, or at least one of them. So go, please go. Give us all the stars, all the thumbs up, all the hearts, all the love, great reviews, so we can grow our audience and more people can add and contribute to not only the stories, but to the listening and being part of this huge community that we are going to build. That's what we need. The stories presented on the What's Your Weird Story podcast are, to our knowledge, true experiences that our guests have had. We can't take the time to research all claims made, and besides, it's just not as fun. As always, if you have a weird story, we want to hear it.
If you have a lot of them, we want to hear them all.
We can't do this podcast without your invaluable contributions.
Whether it's sharing your stories,
listening,
rating,
and spreading the word about the podcast. Thanks for listening. Till next time, be safe.
Be weird.